News Talk 1620 WTAW, our update from the College Station Independent School District. And today we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the STEM team, that being science, technology, engineering, and math. And this is at A&M Consolidated High School. I'm going to get Bart Taylor, the sponsor. And Bart, just go ahead and eat the microphone. And thanks for coming up this afternoon.
Howdy. Nice to be here.
All right, let's hear what about what STEM is all about.
Well, we are the Tiger Robotics Program, and it's we participate in a program called BEST, which stands for Boosting Engineering, Science, and Technology. And I've got two of my superstar seniors of the team with me, Wanda Lips and Omar El Hassan.
All right, and I'm going to have Bart to slide a little bit, get Omar in, slide that microphone right there so you can eat it. And I'm going to start ladies first. Wanda, thanks for coming up this afternoon.
All right, thank you for having us.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you all do.
Well, basically, our competition is a 6 weeks program. And at the beginning of the competition, we get a task that our robot has to complete. And so after we get this task, we then have to design our own robot that'll be able to do whatever the task is for that specific year. And then they give us a big pile of junk, basically, to build our robot out of. It's just a bunch of plywood and PVC, and we have to figure out how to make those parts fit together and become a working robot. And we also had to market this robot, so we had to come up with a business strategy.
So how long have you been doing this?
Our competition is October 13th. Myself?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to get there. But
okay. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I've been doing this for 6 years. I've been doing this since seventh grade.
What got you interested, and what has kept you interested?
Well, what got me interested, it was a class back in the middle school, and I was just like, I'll sign up for it, sure. And then after that, I just kind of stayed. I loved how it's actually a hands-on experience into something that's applicable to the rest of my life.
So is it a robot every year or something different?
It's a robot every year.
All right, I'm going to get to Omar in here a little bit. When did you first get started with this?
I first got started with Tiger Robotics freshman year, obviously. But I got involved with robotics in seventh grade. So.
And what, same question, what got you started and what's kept you around?
What really got me started was, you know, the facet of having to design and build a robot by yourself with only the students' help, with not really, no teacher really in intervention. And having a new task every year just seemed really fun to me, and it just kept me going because engineering is just a big part of my life.
I'm going to ask you both the same question, and what has kept you interested in the respect of what new task have you been given as, you know, each year has gone by, and I presume it gets more difficult each year or more creative maybe.
Yeah, every year each hub's like it switches around for everyone to create their own game, and so every year it's a new design. They try to be more creative and they try to make it more difficult. And so, especially this year, they've completely changed the game for us. Instead of usually we have to drive around on the course, like on the ground, this year we have to go up and down a pole, and that's a really big problem, a really big task that we have to solve. And just the creativeness and innovativeness of all the different games just really kept me going.
And Wanda's?
Well, even on the marketing side of things, like every year you basically have the same things marketing-wise to do, but it's a completely new business strategy. You have a completely different task to model your marketing and your corporation around. So each year, different aspects of it kind of influence the marketing strategy, and you change it up a little bit.
So there's more to it than just building the robot.
Yes. There's two different competitions. There's a robot competition and a marketing competition. And in the marketing competition, you make a big marketing booth, a marketing presentation that you present to judges. You make a project engineering notebook. You're judged on your spirit and your attitude when you are competing. And so it's just the way you conduct yourself and present yourself as a business.
Again, visiting with Wanda Lips, Omar El Hassan with the Tiger Robotics team at A&M Consolidated High School. Wanda, you're getting started on something that y'all have coming up.
Yes, we have a competition coming up the end of our 6 weeks after we finish building a robot and finish all of our marketing strategy. We go with a bunch of other teams and we compete on October 13th. And we compete against other teams in the surrounding region in Huntsville at Sam Houston State University.
So, Omar, without giving away any trade secrets, what can you talk about the actual robot that you'll be entering?
The actual robot since it's a really different game this year, we had to be really more creative than we usually have. And so our robot this year since it has to go up and down, it took a longer time and more design analysis and more math and checking of, like, is this going to work or not? So this year our robot it's pretty different, and it's we're pretty satisfied with the product.
Have you been using the same type of technologies, or is that, or and components, or even those things have changed as you all have been trying to design and put the thing together?
Well, every year we have something called the design process, where we have like five or six steps where we go through with brainstorming, design analysis, component analysis, which is usually just going through asking ourselves, what's our strategy? How can we get the most points? And then how can we build our robot with what specific parts to do what specific task to get that accumulated amount of points? And really a big factor is time. So it's really going for the best strategy, not for the most amount of points. It's accomplishing what is doable and trying to maximize on that.
So on to everything Omar's been talking about, how do you translate that into what you do?
Well, we basically present this engineering design process to the judges, and we explain how we came out to the best product using this process. That's what the engineering notebook does. We go through step by step of the process, and in the booth we show basically all the team, what the team has done, and how we kind of centralize around this robot and the tasks that the robot has to do. And so each year in the presentation, you present your robot idea. So you had to explain like the different components, like how we changed it up a little bit and how this process helped us get to the final product and why this final product is the best one that we could possibly come out with.
All right. Time is about up. Is there anything that I've missed that either or both of you want to bring up? Have I got it pretty well covered?
You got it pretty well covered.
Okay. Yeah. Terrific. Please send a picture when you guys win first place.
Yeah.
That would be great. We can put that on the website. Again, Wanda Lipson, Omar El-Hassan, seniors at A&M Consolidated High School, members of the Tigers robotic team. Bart, is there anything else I need to get from you?
It's just a really phenomenal group of students. And to see this level of dedication and commitment in high school, it's just a joy.
That's terrific. How many years have you sponsored?
This is my 13th year of Tiger Robotics. I started teaching at A&M Consolidated High School 13 years ago, and it started with a few of my students that kept asking me to borrow my soldering iron, and I was wondering, why are you borrowing my soldering iron? And found out they're building robots, and it's just been exciting. It's been wonderful.
And it's never been dull. I bet it's never been boring.
Never been a dull moment ever in Tiger Robotics.
All right. Again, Bart Taylor is the sponsor.